Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. The season finale of Big Brother is on tonight. It's a good day. Except for all the rain. Take it easy out there.
Call your shot, Clarky.
I want Candy to win of all of them. She's the only one I have left that I think is a, you know,
deserving. Well, it's not like she outplayed anybody though, or hasn't.
Well, she's managed to keep her calm though, and yeah. You know, but I definitely Ricky is getting way more credit than he deserves. That dude is totally floating around and acting like he's running the place. Lolo is a mess. Tamar is a mess. And Dina, I've only seen her ever talk game one time.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like Candy's the only one who I feel like, okay, she deserves it. What about you?
Well, I think Ricky has made a lot of moves and correct ones at that. But I mean, as likable goes, Candy's good. Mm. I'm good with her getting the win.
I'm good with
Ricky getting the win. But, you know, I don't hate Dina either, frankly.
I don't hate any of them.
Knowing she needs the money, I'm like, give it to Dina. Who cares?
So she can give it to that boyfriend of hers.
Right.
I'm going on the show to win the money for you.
Did she ever say what his name is?
No, she didn't. But hopefully that, what's that guy's name?
Neve.
They're saying
it's Neve.
Neve. I want Neve to get to the bottom of it and get his name. And I'm really hoping that she does that.
Or maybe they'll get together and she will marry him.
Maybe. Maybe. She was very convinced that she would. Dina's being catfished. In case anyone's wondering what we're talking about. She just admitted it on the show and everyone was like, oh my God.
Maybe she'll get some money out of that.
Maybe. Well, that's the thing. If he's asking her to be on this other reality show, this catfishing mm-hmm. show, like this is what she should be doing. Like, go for it, Dina. I mean, isn't that why you want a Celebrity Big Brother? That and the 100 grand they pay you? Everybody gets 100 grand just for being on the show. Okay, so let's jump into this. The Billboard Hot 100. These are the best songs in the country at this moment, everyone. In case you were wondering what the best songs were. Starting with number 100, Cody Johnson, On My Way to You. I'm going to guess this is country, just a guess. The guy's name's Cody. Yeah. This is everything I hate about country music.
What?
All wrapped
What's
up
wrong
in one.
With
I just can't like country music. I try. There's certain artists, I'm like, all right, that's all right, but it's like, does he have a dog in the backseat?
It's quite pleasant.
Is it?
I don't hate it. Mm. I like country.
Ugh. Fine.
I could never hear country again and be totally fine with it. skipping up to number 10, Girls Like You. This is the 33rd week that Maroon 5 song Girls Like You has been in the top 10. If it falls out of the top 10 this week, it just ties Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. If it stays in, it holds the record. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. At number 9 is Post Malone. Wow.
I love this
He
song.
Showed well at the Grammys. Thought he did a good job.
Yeah, the thing about that guy is I've seen him in a ton of guitar videos, like little clips. Mm. So he plays. And so I already, just as a musician, felt like, oh, so the guy's got...
At least he has an instrument. I hate to say that, but it seems like so many people, their instrument is like GarageBand.
Well, that's what everybody's gripe is, that the rappers who've gotten into it just because they want a bunch of followers on Instagram don't know instruments, they don't know music, and they just... And that's just one of the grinds. Look.
For some people, that's enough.
Just because they're making millions and you're not, don't be jelly. Right? I mean, that's what's going on. These musicians, the guy I'm talking about, is from Mastodon, one of my favorite bands. He's jealous as hell. I mean, he doesn't say that, but it's clear as you're reading it. He's put a lot of effort into learning his instrument, and guys come along half his age and are multimillionaires, and he's out on tour killing himself.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
There it is.
That's the new music business.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well.
I will say that I didn't know that Post Malone played guitar. And I really was impressed with him. I thought, oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. Who did he play with? Steven Tyler?
No, he Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
But he did a whole thing by himself. It was just him and the guitar, and he was singing without the auto tune on. And I was like, look at that. And then he, you know, remember he was walking through the smoky tunnels that they'd built on the stage. I'm not sure what exactly was happening there, but I was like, please don't lose him. He's going to get lost in the fog. Anyway, J. Cole's next. He's at number 8. Middle Child is the name of his song. Ariana Grande's Thank You Next is number 7. Next. Thank you. Next. Panic at the Disco. High Hopes. This is number 6. Don't forget, we're doing Panic at the Disco tickets. They're playing, less than a week away, February 19th at Oracle Arena. And we have tickets all week, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So listen at those times for your chance to win. Keep it here all day. Number 5 is Travis Scott, Sicko Mode. Give me the loot. Number 4 is Sunflower. This is Human's favorite song, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I like this.
It's Post Malone and Swae Lee.
I like that other Post Malone song more.
Wow?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This one's pretty. I like this one.
Didn't get a nomination like it should have, but what are you going to do?
Well, what can you do, Human? I mean, lobby the Academy? I don't know.
Complain.
Halsey's Without Me is number 3. Marshmello and Bastille Happier is number 2. And number 1 again, 3 weeks at number 1, 3 weeks on the charts, 7 Rings, Ariana Grande. This is the song she wanted to do at the Grammys. And they said, no. And she said, okay, well, I'll skip the ceremony and more people will see me on Twitter and Instagram that night than they would have on your stupid show. Avril Lavigne has a new song out called Dumb Blonde. And it features Nicki Minaj. So I thought we'd take a listen to this. This is going to be on her record, Head Above Water.
This is her next hit?
This is her next single, I guess. Okay. Yeah, they just released it this week. So I want to say, though, they actually released her full-length album yesterday. We'll listen to it on Friday. I'm sure it'll be in part of the new music. But randomly, her record came out yesterday. So it's a new track called Dumb Blonde. And here it is, Avril Lavigne and Nicki Minaj. All right. It's a little,
I like
hey,
it.
Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow me mind.
And a little old Avril in there.
Yeah, right. A little bit of that old spunk.
It sounds like a hit to me.
Does it?
Well, it wasn't Hey, Mickey.
Oh,
sure,
huge.
It was.
Huge hit.
I mean, if that's what you thought of, then.
Yeah. I ain't no Barbie doll.
I like it.
Okay.
It's not for us, though, so
yeah,
we'll
you
wait.
Know, I mean,
we'll
I guess.
Wait and see.
I do try to remind myself of that.
Press play on that in my car when I'm driving, but...
you sure? Right. Maybe you will. Maybe it'll become... You never know. Sometimes you hear a song, you're like, ugh, what's that all about? And then 3 weeks later, you've heard it 20 times, you're like, this is my favorite song.
That's my jam.
Time. I love this song. 21 Savage is in the news. He's out. He's out. He's been... Or he will be released today if this story... proves to be correct. His immigration lawyer says that he will be released from ICE detention sometime today if he hasn't been already. He'll remain out on bond. He's been in custody for over a week. He was arrested on Super Bowl Sunday. They're actually saying the big question now is why he was held so long without bond, that the normal... There are reasons you can hold someone, like if they're a flight risk or if they pose a danger to the community, and they're saying he's neither of those and that he should have been let out right away. I think Jay-Z hired his lawyer for him. Mm-hmm. I have another story floating around here somewhere, although not that he couldn't have afforded his own lawyer. But they're actually saying he was granted an expedited hearing, but it's not clear why he was held so long before being offered bond. He was born in the U.K., ICE authorities say he was in the U.S. illegally. He's supposedly been illegal since 2006 when his parents failed to renew his visa. And he filed for a type of visa in 2017, but that hasn't gone through, so that's pending. And I don't know what his...
That's what flagged it all, right?
Yeah.
That flagged it for authorities that...
He had actually applied.
Hey. A lot of people play this game, and it's surprising to me because I don't even think about it. We didn't really think about it until... I guess after 9/11, but I was selling a surfboard to this kid from Australia, and he was saying, hey, I got to leave the country and go to, he said he was going to Nicaragua or something to wait out the time before he could come back.
Huh.
Like there's a...
Yeah. You got to be out of the country for a certain amount
of
time.
Yeah, you can't have consecutive
phase.
So he was like, yeah, I'm going to leave and go and just camp out. And I was a little jealous. His life sounded fun. And then I know the reality of it, which is, what are you going to do about your dentistry there, buddy? Mm. And, you know.
Be nice to have a checkup once in a while.
But whatever. I mean, the point was, is hearing that, you go, oh, this is going on all over the place. Mm-hmm. For all kind of different reasons. Mm-hmm. So he'll get it straightened out, right?
My thought is that probably he will get it straightened out. What sucks is that, you know, he'll get it straightened out because he's can afford a great lawyer and he's a star. You know, there are tons of people who are in the same situation who are not going to have the same chances that he does.
But Brandon, I don't know the songs that 21 Savage does, but there's some stuff where he talks crap about ICE.
Yeah, they were actually saying that he was picked up.
Yeah.
He was picked up right after he said something about them. Yeah. Like, he released some new song just like 2 weeks ago that poops on them a little bit. Anywho. So he was asking for it. Maybe he just doesn't want to be here. Who knows? Miranda Lambert. She used to be married to Blake Shelton, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And now he's moved on. He's in a quietly happy relationship with Gwen Stefani.
Quietly.
As far as we know.
Good one.
Well, you know, the thing is, they don't make the news, and she's been making the news a lot with, like, various boyfriends. She broke up some dude's marriage. I mean,
they're pictured all over. They're like, everybody's rooting for those two.
I'm rooting for them, Blake. Are you, do you think?
I think they're a cute couple, but they're not quiet. I mean, this Miranda's seeing them look happy as could be.
Right. Well, quietly happy. Like, they're not, there's no, you know, blowouts in the street where they're screaming at each other. They're just, you know, they seem to be having a good time. I'm sure that chaps her hide. So anyway, this probably has nothing to do with any of that, but she got real mad at a restaurant the other day, which is, you know, great for the people around you. You know, when it's a star and you get to front row seat for the fight. She was at some steakhouse in Nashville. It's Miranda Lambert. And I guess they had a pretty heated exchange with the couple next to her table.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that this is called the Stony River Steakhouse. She was dining with her mother and a family friend. And I guess this family friend is a man because they're saying basically this dude... started getting into it with someone at this other table. It started when he went to the bathroom and this guy made a wisecrack about millennials and their phones. So I don't know if this is a young guy. They're not saying much about this friend, but somehow this friend who's at her table and someone from this other table get in a fight about millennials, for F's sake, in the bathroom, and they come back out. And they had to actually hold Miranda back. She was like in attack mode.
Uh-huh.
She goes over there. I guess this man came up to her table and started screaming, the man from the other table. And she started mouthing off. And then she walked over to the man's wife and dumped a salad on her.
On the wife?
Yeah. Fun. So, boy, I wish I was there. Mm. Here's a cute selfie she posted of herself, Vinny.
So is there a lawsuit?
Well, who knows? I mean, you're not hurt by a salad. You know, maybe there's a dry cleaning bill. I don't know. It's a cute little selfie, though, isn't it?
She looks pretty. So was she drunk?
You know, it doesn't say. I don't know how many. No one's reporting. I'm sure TMZ will dig into it for us.
It sounds like drinking must have been involved in this because the behavior's so over the top in the middle of a restaurant.
Right. You're just having a dinner. And I just wonder maybe the guy is a kid, the one that was her friend, and he was on his phone in the bathroom, and the dude made some comment about it or something.
Right.
That's the only thing I can think that, like, who would get in a fight
over
millennials?
Well, you're talking loud on your phone.
Oh, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at your
rough
phone
and tumble, though,
or
you know?
Talking on your phone in the toilet, I could see why someone would be like, Jesus.
Right. She doesn't hold
you're
her tongue.
You're in the bathroom,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I can't put that down.
God. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, mind your own business to that guy. But on the other hand, that's how that got going.
Right. Here's another shot of
her. You can't take a whiz without having your phone out.
Tight bodice. A couple movie things are happening
Ooh.
That I'm excited about. Bryn and I were watching the trailers for these this morning. So they're, you know, they're trailers. They're very visual. So we're not going to play you a bunch of stuff from them. But we are going to put them up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in either of these, I will say, and I've always thought this, trailers show way too much. Way too much. So this first one is for a movie called Tolkien.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about this.
This is the guy who wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings.
This is a
tease.
We don't see
This one's not as bad. The next one, though, I'm like, oh, so basically I see the entire movie. So the first trailer is out for the J.R.R. Tolkien biopic. And it looks, I guess he had quite the life. He was orphaned at a young age. He fought in World War II.
Right.
And he had a lifelong relationship with the woman who was his muse. And they say that he based all his male-female relationships and all his books on his love for this person. Hmm. In fact, on his gravestone, I don't think it says their names. I think it says two of his characters' names. Like some, let me see. I didn't recognize the names, though.
But that love affair is supposed to represent them? Is that what you're saying?
Apparently so.
Oh, all right.
By the way, he served in World War One.
Oh, World War One.
Yeah,
thank
he was
you.
On the Western Front.
They say it's his time serving in the trenches that inspired some of his ideas for Middle Earth. His relationship with Edith Bratt, who's played by Lily Collins. I love her in the movie. Hmm. That was the inspiration, supposedly, for his Beren and Lúthien story, which I did not read, which itself was inspired by the Aragorn-Arwen relationship. That's the Return of the King, where the elf princess marries the king. Mm. It's played by Viggo Mortensen. So the two of them, Tolkien and this Edith Bratt woman, share a gravestone. And on it, they're referred to as Beren and Lúthien.
Huh.
It's romantic, huh? Yeah. So Tolkien is out on May 10th. You can find the trailer at Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. In addition to this film, another one is in the works that focuses on the relationship between Tolkien and C.S. Lewis, who wrote Narnia, and how Tolkien helped convert him to Christianity.
Didn't you hear that story? That's a big deal.
And outside of these, Amazon is producing a Lord of the Rings prequel TV show, which that's The Hobbit, isn't it? So it's a then there's a massive Lord of the Rings art. People love Lord of the Rings. There's an art exhibit in New York City. A new Lord of the Rings video game is also in the works.
If you ever make it out to Oxford, there's a bar, a pub, they call it.
Oxford,
called
the,
if you ever make it out to Oxford, everyone.
Oh,
where's my bell?
Don't worry,
Oxford. It's a beautiful.
God.
Anyway, there's a bar, a pub called Eagle and Child where Tolkien and C.S. Lewis used to sit and read each other their novels. It's really cool, and you can sit in their booth and have a drink and hang out.
Well, if you ever make it to North Beach here in San Francisco, there's a bar called Vesuvio, and I think Kerouac crapped there one time.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Right there at the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So this other trailer is for a movie called Yesterday, which I want to say we talked about a few months ago. There's a blackout, and all the power goes out. There's some kind of world shift, and this dude gets hit by a car on his he's on his bicycle.
Hmm.
So he wakes up.
Oh, he wakes up. That's good.
Yeah, you know, he lives.
Oh, all right.
And he was a struggling musician. And he wakes up, and no one has ever heard of the Beatles except for him. And he knows every song because he's a musician. So he writes all the Beatles songs. It's called Yesterday. And unfortunately, I will say, if this sounds remotely intriguing to you, and I have to say, just looking at the trailer, I was like, that looks really charming.
It looks cute.
However, in the trailer, the entire story arc happens. Like, basically, you see the whole thing start to finish. And it can't just tease you. It's got to be, and then this happens, and then this happens, and then there's this, and this, and also this.
Does it worry you that Ed Sheeran's in that film?
No, it looks really funny.
Ed Sheeran's fantastic. He just shouldn't be in Game of Thrones.
Ed Sheeran says, you know, because he's a great songwriter, and now this guy's working with all the top songwriters who don't know that the Beatles ever existed. And he says, so I like the song. It's pretty good, but I'm thinking it should be called Hey Dude instead of Hey Jude. What do you think?
Is that it for Ed?
That's not the joke. The joke is,
dude, 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 dude.
There's the joke.
Yeah. Anyway,
Get it?
If it sounds good to you, don't go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and watch the trailer because It really does tell you the entire thing. June 28th is coming. Danny Boyle film. And it's directed by, oh, sorry, written by the guy who wrote Four Weddings and a Funeral, Love Actually.
Oh, it's going to be a hit. Oh,
yeah, it is.
Right up your.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great. So there you go. A couple movies that are coming out that we have the trailers for. It. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
El Chapo makes the news. Oh. I've got fast facts for you and a sex
love
dungeon
those.
After the...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I don't know why I'm singing. I mean, it's all rainy and cruddy outside. Hopefully you gave yourself a little extra time. Take it easy out there, you know? Don't be part of the mess. The last thing you want on a rainy day is to have to get out of your car and exchange information with someone. That is the last thing. Oh, Yuzi is in. She hears that song and she, look, oh, you missed it, Ben. She really just put on a little. You should be watching this show, everyone.
Hey.
Yes, dear.
So apparently our friends who are going to be performers in the new hit television show Dramaste.
Our friends, Hooman, Yuzette, and Bryn, and Marcus and Rudy. And
there was a chance I was going to get to see some of the video from Yuzette's interview, and then it didn't play. I couldn't get it to play.
Yeah, because I was showing video. The video's not fair. We can't play the video, the audio for air.
Okay.
But I finally opened it up yesterday. I'm like, oh my God. Oh, God.
Are you great on it?
You know, I'm honest.
You know.
You know.
Uh-huh. Do you look
Which
good?
Is her way of saying, yeah.
I could have looked better for sure, but I looked all right. And so I went to show it to Vinny, and then he couldn't open it. And then I realized later, oh, a password. There is a password there, and I go. It was already late, Vinny, when I figured it out. When I went back to it, so I'll show it to you after your news.
Yeah,
break.
We'll both come in and watch it.
Yeah, I'll totally watch. I want to see all you guys' interview.
Yeah,
listen, our show's going to be part of a reality show. In fact, these guys are going to leave us pretty soon.
Well,
enjoy them while
that.
They're here. Well, I mean, once you guys become big reality stars, you're going to have to go on promotional tours. You're going to have to be making appearances everywhere. You're not going to have time for our little rinky-dink show.
I'll do satellite appearances from here. I love you guys, and I love this job. I'm not leaving this job. You can't get
Mark
rid of me that easy.
Write down those words.
We'll see about
write this
that.
All down.
I have a feeling.
She gets a show on Bravo. We are so who?
Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny who?
I'll write down this number. Go, can you match that
punk? There it is.
Don't leave me. Please,
okay, so
no.
Okay, I'll have one of the interns pull it up on the computer.
All right. I look forward to that.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Valentine's. This Valentine's Day, it's brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. This Valentine's Day, you deserve the best from your jewelry store. A store who's never going to give you up, never going to let you down, never going to run around and desert you. We just Rick-rolled you, which we hear is better than getting evil Ricked.
Ha, ha, ha. Hilarious.
Evil Rick.
Yeah.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
Visit sfgcjm.com. I wonder if they're like, man, I have homework every night now.
Yeah.
I have to write these damn things every single night.
Well,
they're getting pretty elaborate.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so you won't have to be doing these.
Please don't Rickroll us. Please don't.
Never gonna run around.
Please stop.
It happened. It's already happened.
We
it's happening.
Rick-rolled. You got Rickrolled as you read it. I'm sure you were like, uh-oh, I think I'm getting Rickrolled right now.
Heavy rain, super windy. It's a stormy day, everyone.
It is.
Someone texted in that two you were talking about on stress level, because my drive-in was not as bad as
you expected, right?
Well, a couple weeks back, I was...
Right. White-knuckling it?
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway, someone said, it's 11 here where I'm driving right now. Yeah. So
it was crazy
be careful
on my ride in. I heard it was going to start heavy in the North Bay and spread all throughout. So maybe I just caught the beginning because it was I couldn't see. I'm like, okay, so luckily I left early and I'll go really
slow. It was
really
hard
slow.
Leaving my house, lightened it was up still a little going. Bit oh. on 101 and then came back. It was off and on.
When I got into the city, it was just, you know, just raining, not like crazy. But I guess, you know, it's supposed to get worse as the day goes. It's going to be a horrible day. Like, accept it.
Be
make
careful.
Plans for it. Be careful. Leave yourself extra time. All the blah, blah, blah. You always hear.
So, El Chapo.
Mm.
Just had his Joaquin Guzman Loera.
Oh.
Loera. Mm. Anyway, the Mexican crime lord known as El Chapo was convicted yesterday after a 3-month trial in New York that exposed the inner workings of his sprawling cartel, which over decades shipped tons of drugs into the United States and plagued Mexico with relentless bloodshed and corruption.
Mm.
If you remember, and maybe you don't, but this is a person who seemingly couldn't be kept in jail.
He got out at least twice, right? Didn't they tunnel him out?
They tunneled him out.
He walks down the stairs into the tunnel.
They tunneled him out of jail.
Yeah. This is also the guy Sean Penn went to interview, and there was an actress or something who facilitated it, and she was in trouble. Yeah, he's a real peach.
The guilty verdict ended a career of a legendary outlaw who also served as
and
a
murderer.
He's notorious for his innovative smuggling tactics, his violence against competitors, and his storied prison breaks. So it looks like they're going to put him at, I guess we have like a super max prison in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were saying, isn't like Ted Kaczynski there?
Yeah, and another
some other big bomber. Yeah,
I forgot the guy's name.
So, McVeigh?
No, McVeigh's I thought dead already.
Yeah, I thought they killed him.
Yeah, there's another guy that I didn't really recognize his name.
Maybe it was McVeigh's partner.
Oh, what was that guy's name?
I don't know.
Chris starts with a C.
Chris.
Carol. God, I can't remember. Anyway, that's not the story. This is El Chapo found guilty. He'll be sentenced later, but it looks like he's going to a supermax for life.
Good. Bye.
Because he kept breaking out of prisons.
Oh, Vinny, they're calling that jail Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, good. I wouldn't have wanted to report the story if I didn't think they could keep him in jail.
Yeah. Right.
That bomber's name, I'm looking for his name right now, but the headline says the Boston bomber.
Oh,
you know what? Have you seen that movie?
No,
I haven't.
What's the name of it?
It's excellent. I can't remember, but it's about the marathon.
Wahlberg, right?
Yeah.
It's excellent. Like, it's about that day.
Yeah.
And I was going to be there that day. We didn't go because we were pregnant.
Yeah.
Trip.
Yeah.
I would have been standing at the finish line. I don't know when the,
right, what
the timing
exactly
was
time
of
it
going off, but I would have been at the finish line.
Is
waiting for the misses.
Say that again?
Patriots Day?
That's it.
Yeah.
It's excellent. You haven't seen that either?
No, I didn't see that one.
Oh. Surprised.
I like Peter Berg, but I don't love Peter Berg. After he made Battleship, I was like,
who's Peter Berg?
Must
he
be
was the director.
Oh, all right.
Did you have a bad interview?
No, I mean, he's a nice guy.
Oh, he is a nice guy.
I mean, from what I've seen, he seems like some of his movies.
Oh, the other guy's name was Terry Nichols.
Terry Nichols.
Is he the one who's
there?
They
have a lot of bombers there. They have World Trade Center, the Mastermind. They have the Boston Marathon. They have the airline shoe bomber, the Unabomber.
Oh, all right.
All the bombers.
Well.
Bad guys.
They're mass murderers,
yeah.
The bombers are, so it makes sense that that's where they'd go. Supermax.
Put them somewhere where they can't get out.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vinny.
Albert Einstein was so sure he was going to win the Nobel Prize that he included the prize money in a divorce settlement 3 years before he won it.
Oh.
I'm going to win. I know how much it'll be. Your cut will be this. I might as well give it to you now.
Oh, wow. Well, He was sure.
Divorce
he knew a lot
has
of
been
things,
a
so.
Job since way back.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny Rogers started his professional music career playing upright bass in a jazz trio in the 60s.
Oh, really? That's a fun instrument to play. That looks like it would be really
You've
fun.
You've played one before?
Yeah, they're fun. I mean, they're hard. Like, you think a regular bass is hard to play? Those big fat strings? I think most stand-up basses are fretless, too.
So yeah.
Fun.
I like the Stray Cats. They played with one of those. Yeah.
And a little cocktail kit. You don't need much. You don't need much to rock the house, people.
Well, they did have a guitar god on the
they
front.
Did. Yeah. If you have one of those.
As a front man.
You don't hardly need anything else.
That guy's awesome. Mm. The color fuchsia.
Yes.
Is named after a German botanist from the 1500s named Leonhard. Leonhard. Fuchs.
Oh, Fuchs. Fuchsia.
He discovered a flower that was pink magenta colored and called it fuchsia.
Mm.
And so that became the name of the color as well.
It's funny. You can still grow fuchsia. We have fuchsia growing in our yard.
You don't know.
I do.
What?
Yeah. There's what all different varieties of it. Big, big flowers, little flowers. Hummingbirds like it.
What's the secret to happiness, Sarah?
Jesus, if I knew...
Oh,
I'd be rich.
I thought you were going to say Jesus.
Yeah, oh, Jesus. Oh, it's Jesus. Jesus is
stop it there.
I actually
Nobody
thought that was
say
your answer.
No.
Yeah, is Jesus the key to happiness?
Yeah. Great. Good, yes. Sarah.
That was not, that wasn't my real answer.
We're finally rubbing on you.
Yeah.
Now researchers claim they have the answer, being either 16 or 70.
Oh, everything in between sucks?
Apparently.
Huh.
Happiness levels of more than a million Brits have been mapped to reveal the points at which you are most contented and most miserable, and the good stuff happens at 16 and 70. You know, I was walking down the street yesterday running errands, and a lady was walking up, like, we were passing each other.
On the same side of the street.
On the same side of the street, and she's talking to her friend, and she goes, I am so sick of that myth that high school is supposed to be the best years in your life. That is a myth. It is not true. And I was like, God, that sounds like Sarah.
Yeah.
That is your rap.
That is my rap.
She stole your rap.
Yeah. How dare she?
I passed her, so I didn't get to hear what she was trying to say. You know,
she was saying this on the phone to someone?
No, she was talking to her friend. It was two older ladies. They were older, too. Like, you know, maybe they were 70.
I wonder why she was so upset about it.
She just, I don't know. But
maybe she has kids, a grandkid with trouble in high school or something.
I figured, I mean, I really did think, like, man, I wonder if she peed herself, too. Like, what happened to her?
Well,
because, you know, look, I get it. High school, can you go through puberty and you're learning about love?
It's going to be tough years.
And there you are with pimples when you're just trying to look your cutest. And there's a lot going on. I mean, I get it. But I also had great times.
Yeah.
Really good times.
Mm-hmm.
Partied my ass off.
Yeah.
Had a million friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't have a Letterman jacket or anything, but I liked it.
That wasn't something you wanted.
It wasn't my
deal.
If
you wanted it, I'm sure you could have gotten it.
Anyway.
You're amazing.
Well, I'm not trying to say that. I'm trying to say 16's pretty damn good. They're saying 70 is too.
Well, that's something to look forward to then, I guess.
I like the right now. 49's pretty darn good.
Well, you got two little kids. That's nice. You're in a good place.
It's pretty good.
Really good, yeah.
Got your life together, beautiful wife, a beautiful house. How did I get here?
Well,
hard work.
I don't think he's so happy about it, the guy you're quoting there.
Letting the days go by.
But, and I have those moments too. Mm. Like, it's too much blessing. Everybody, just back the heck off.
Get it off of me.
What are you doing? Mm. But then there's last night, I built a fort for the family and we watched Mulan.
Oh, in the fort?
I built the best... Where is it?
Did you take a picture?
Of course I did.
Did you build it out of like the cushions from the couch?
No. Well, that's what they were doing. And I'm like, you guys, that's never going to stay up. Oh. Let me show you how this is done.
Let Dad get in there. I'll build you a fort.
I took care of that.
Fort building 101 right here.
Your fiance tried to build the fort?
You got to post it, Vinny.
No, I don't want to post it.
You got to post it. Everyone wants to see the fort. People need to know how to build a fort.
Post that fort.
Post that fort.
Dude, that is an amazing. Oh, so he's got a folding table in the back leaning up against like the.
No, but they come out the front. It's two folding tables. going that way.
Oh, wait.
And there's a roof. They got a roof.
That is amazing. So it's like the kitchen stools, and they've got a light in there. I mean, that is amazing. Oh, my God. Look at that baby.
Baby's in there. The mom's in there.
Oh, my God. Let me see.
It's so cute. Zoom it in. You got to put that up.
How's that?
Make the second picture the zoomed in one.
Looks great.
Mulan's a good one. You like that one?
I haven't seen Mulan.
I like it.
No, I know. I've seen chunks of it. My kids have watched it.
I have a problem with that movie.
What?
I don't think fireworks could kill Genghis Khan, but it's just me.
Well, I mean, at that point in the movie, they really did need to end it.
And I don't like that.
They don't want to show the bombs ripping the guy apart. Did they have bombs? Is that what it was?
Just fireworks. Oh. But the other thing
they
I don't
put
like
right
is
up his
all right. The other thing
nostrils.
I don't like, okay. The other thing I don't like is Eddie Murphy uses the same voice for the dragon that he uses for Shrek.
You know what though? He's great. Yeah. He's the comic relief, and the dragon's great. Mm. Love him.
Nice.
There's a Mulan too, right?
Not that I know of.
There's a Moulin Rouge.
Is there?
There is.
That's not. Anyway. Yeah. There's a charming brick house in Maple Glen, Pennsylvania. It's a nice suburb about 15 minutes outside Philly.
How have I never heard of that?
I don't remember Maple Glen at all.
Well, maybe it's very exclusive.
But we were only there six months, so we didn't get around much.
We sure didn't. Basically, to work in the home.
It went on the market on last Thursday, and the listing went viral almost immediately because this little suburban house has a sex dungeon.
Oh. Oh, wow. It showed it?
Looks like a normal part of the house with nice lighting and tiled floor and everything, but it's got a bed with chains, two racks of whips, a sex swing, and a bunch of other torture devices. I mean,
why would they ever want to sell that place?
You'd have to know your bondage equipment to really know what's there, but they say it's stacked with the good stuff.
Oh. Does all that come with the house?
It does.
Maybe somebody's partner died or something, and they don't have any use for it anymore.
The realtor.
Like, they always make you stage your house these days, you know? Like, you got to get all your personal stuff out
of there. Well, that's it. So the realtor took the pictures off the listing immediately. But of course, you know, the internet says, I already got those.
Yeah.
We already got those.
Too late.
They're never leaving.
Mm.
If you're interested in a house in Philly, near Philly, I should say, with a sex dungeon.
How much?
It'll cost you $750,000.
How big is it? How,
five bedrooms, two and a half bathrooms.
Oh, that's a nice size house.
And a fully stocked sex dungeon.
Yeah, I can get rid of that.
You don't want to get rid of that.
Yes, I do.
That's the reason you buy it.
That's not why I buy it.
That's why you buy it.
How big is the lot?
Look at you. I mean, you made that torture shirt the other day.
Oh, your torture bra that I made you?
Well,
what is it called? Harness. Your leather daddy harness.
Yeah.
You know,
You're into it.
If the thing had a working workshop, now I'm interested in the house. The sex dungeon is not. I don't need that. I might keep the swing though. That might be fun. You never know.
I know it would be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to go and drill into my house and put one of those things in, but how could it not be fun?
I know someone who has a stripper pole in her bedroom.
Who?
Guess.
Hot ass Danielle has
of
a stripper pole in her.
Of course it is. I mean,
are you serious?
Yeah.
No, she does not.
Okay.
So she does dances for her husband.
I assume.
Or just exercise.
Could be Uzi.
And it's not janky. It's fully.
Oh, no. It's fully. She went and swung around on it. Like, I was like, is that a stripper pole? She goes, yeah, it is. I'm like, you are a delight.
Yes, she is.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I once dated a woman like Lolo Jones. After one weekend together, she blew up over some trivial misunderstanding. I quickly apologized. Then thought about how often I was apologizing and realized I did not want a lifetime of that and ended it right there.
Yeah. She's a rough one, man.
Sometimes you don't click.
Yep.
I dated a girl. I really liked her look. I was into her.
Mm-hmm.
And we could not click. And I don't know. We weren't fighting. And she seemed to think we were fine. She's the one I told you.
Probably she doesn't click with anyone. That's what I'm thinking. You know, yes, okay, you don't both click. In Lolo, I just don't think she ever clicks.
Like, I told you the story about this girl because it took me 45 minutes on the phone
I know exactly
while she
who
was
you're
telling
talking about.
Me to give it another chance. You're not. What do you mean we don't get
this
along?
This was the we're not a good fit conversation.
I'm outside this appointment I got going, I have to get off this phone. I got to go in. This is why.
That's when you hit end call.
I know.
We're
well, that's right. That's
and
it.
Walk in.
I'm trying to be. I don't.
Off on a date.
My partner's son went through a Peppa Pig phase and would use terms like swimming costume and paddling boots. It was awesome.
Oh, that's adorable.
It is adorable.
The Peppa Pig thing is my kids didn't have that. I liked the snorting that he was doing. I thought, oh.
Yeah.
That'd be what my kids picked up. They wouldn't pick up any cute English accent. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, all things for Vinny. This is a collection of stories for Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.